Jack Comfortville is with us. And, of course, Jack writes the City Watchdog column at citywatchla.com. And we are hearing that there is some kind of a secret deal being engineered with the Department of Water and Power over these two nefarious, mysterious joint trusts, the Training Institute and the Safety Institute, that got $40-plus million of ratepayer money to do what we know not. Jack, what's going on?
Well, it appears that the city council on Tuesday approved a preliminary deal with the union boss Darcy about figuring out how to determine how our $40 million were used. You know, this is a move to increase the transparency of the Joint Training and Safety Institutes. At the same time, our city council is hardly being transparent. As they did this meeting behind closed doors, they're not going to show anybody the document, obviously because they know better than we do. Even though we're paying the bills, and we're not going to see anything until maybe October 7th when the DWP Board of Commissioners is going to vote to, you know, approve or is going to vote on this settlement agreement, if you will.
Well, here's the thing. What are we settling? The question is, we want the financial records of the two joint trusts. There was a stay issued by the courts, but the earlier court ruling said that the union, the IBEW, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers Union, that Brian D'Arcy runs, Local 18, the union that represents the DWP workers, had to turn over the financial records.
Yep.
They had to turn it over to the city controller, Ron Galperin, so an audit can be done, a forensic audit can be done. So what's there to negotiate?
Well, that's a very good point, Doug. There's not a lot, but it appears that union boss Darcy doesn't want to tell us what the hell is going on.
All right.
Well, we know that.
Look, Jack, we know that. But the question is, why is the city council involved in negotiating anything until the legal process works itself out? It's very, very possible that a judge is simply going to say, turn it over or you're going to jail.
I just think it's part of another cover-up. I mean, I think there's two aspects to this. You know, one, what happened to the dough, and the second one is whether they were using our money efficiently. Now, you have to recognize that, you know, at least 10 of the guys on the city council, 10 of the members have been beneficiaries of union boss Darcy's generosity.
Yes, the campaign card, that I got, but it seems to me that whether or not the money was used efficiently is a secondary issue. We don't know anything until we know where the money went. Until we get the financial records, there is no way of making a determination of anything.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting in that the proposal that the city council put forth, which I assume had been negotiated beforehand or had some level of negotiation with the union boss Darcy, said that they could only audit for 5 years. I think we ought to go back to day one.
Of course we should. I mean, the money, they've been getting the money since 2001 and 2002. They should be able to go back and look at the financial records from
Absolutely.
The minute these things were started. And I don't understand why there's even
any question
about this.
It's really crucial in the first couple of, you know, first 4 or 5 years, because these trusts, these institutes were set up essentially to cover the union's overhead union's overhead because their dues had gone down as a result of some of the layoffs or that occurred at DWP. So I'd like to know, you know, where all that money went from 2000 to 2009.
I just don't understand why there's any kind of a negotiation until the courts have determined whether or not Darcy has to turn over the financial records.
This is my theory here. Is I think the city council wants to get rid of this.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, they want the whole issue gone.
Of course they do. All those guys.
The reason they want it gone is twofold. One, they're going to be coming to us to increase our water and power rates. And these are going to be pretty substantial increases, especially when you throw in some of these, you know, the environmental pork that's going to be going through these things. The second reason is they want to also increase, you know, they want to have a sidewalk tax or a street tax or something like that. And that's going to be much more difficult if this, you know, $40 million, do you trust the city council, is out there floating around.
Well, but
are they that afraid of the union that if they don't release the money, then the city, they'll be accused of violating the terms of the union deal?
Well, let me put it to you this way. 10 people have taken the money. You've seen what Darcy has done to people that he doesn't like. Just ask Bernard Parks. when he ran for his last time around, when Darcy supported a lady candidate who had been on the board of commissioners for DWP, who didn't know squat, and she was she shouldn't have been a dog catcher, and and Darcy put a whole bunch of money to try and run Bernard Parks out of town.
Yeah, but he lost. I mean, lost.
He won his city council race. He got clobbered in the county.
Okay, got it. But, here's my point. My point is that we're negotiating away before we might win. If the courts rule in favor of Ron Galperin and Mike Fuhrer, the city attorney, that Darcy has to turn over the phone records, the financial records, all the records, we have a grand slam home run.
Absolutely.
And what the city council is doing is essentially negotiating away before the game has been played. There's no reason for them to be in a negotiation with DRC now over anything.
Look, this whole lack of disclosure is fantastic. Not only did we have on Tuesday where the city council is working behind closed doors, we just saw, I read in the paper today in an article by David Zonheiser, that your buddy Jose Huizar
has settled his sex escapade case, and we don't know who's paying for that either.
You're going to have the opportunity to contribute to his defense fund.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Jack, thanks so much. CityWatchLA.com.